Tonight's learning is sponsored by Sandra Lehrer in memory of her father, Harav Yoshua ben Yosef Yaskel Zechrono Levracha, by the Rockland and Dworkin families in memory of their grandmother, Tzviya Bas Naftali Zev Zechrono Levracha, and by David Brzatsky in memory of his father, Meir ben Yehuda Aryeh Zechrono Levracha. Tonight, we discuss the Berchas HaNer, the Bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish, involved in the Havdalah when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Once again, it's all the same simon, really the same se'if in Shulchan Aruch. It is a one se'if long simon, simon Taf Kuf Nun Vav in Or HaChaim. And here the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Lel Tisha B'Av Shechal Be'echa B'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, Kishe Ro'e HaNer Omer Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish. While we are going to be pushing off the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and the bracha of Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol till Sunday night, while we are not going to be making the bracha of the Besamim at all, as we discussed yesterday, we're not going to have any Besamim. He says the one thing that we will maintain on Motzai Shabbos is the bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish. That bracha of the bracha Alaner is still recited on Motzai Shabbos when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Now that's, again, quite intuitive. There's no problem of eating or drinking like there is by the Borei Pri HaGafen. There's no problem of Besamim, whatever the Besamim is. We discussed that yesterday, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, whatever that may be. When it comes to seeing the flame on Motzai Shabbos, there's no problem. Tisha B'Av does not present any obstacle to that, and therefore we continue to make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Aleph notes that there is a minhag to specifically make the bracha before the reading of Megillas Eicha. He says, V'yivarech ala or kodim shekorin Eicha. We make this bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish before the reading of Megillas Eicha, and he gives two reasons for this minhag. Number one, Deve Eicha k'sib b'machashakim hoshivani. So first of all, the Megillas Eicha says that we're sitting in darkness over the course of our mourning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you make the bracha Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish beforehand, before you read Megillas Eicha. It would be almost contradictory to talk about how we are sitting desolate and despondent in darkness, and then afterwards to make a bracha on the illumination of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish. That is one reason that he gives. He gives a second reason. He says there's also a second reason to do this, so that when you actually read Megillas Eicha, you will actually receive hana, you will receive benefit from that candle that you lit for the purposes of Havdalah. There's a major machlokas as to why exactly we light this ner of Havdalah. Is it because there are different opinions as to why we do so? One of the opinions is that it is a birchas hanehenin. We make the bracha on the new hana that we can receive from this candle that we were unable to receive over the course of Shabbos. Because we can't light a flame over the course of Shabbos, this is our first opportunity to have a new flame. So we light a new flame and we receive hana from it. So what's the best way to receive hana from this candle? Light it and then read Megillas Eicha utilizing the light from this flame that you just lit, and then you'll be able to receive proper hana'a from the candle after you've made the bracha. He does note, of course, he says, if there was some circumstance where you were unable to light the candle before the reading of Eicha, you didn't have one, or you just forgot, whatever the case may be, then you should light the Birchas HaNer later that night. There's no obligation to do it before the reading of Eicha, such that if you forgot to, you're no longer able to make the bracha. If you didn't do it before Eicha, then just do it afterwards because the chiyuv still exists. So that is, again, indeed halachic practice, is that Motzai Shabbos, the one part of Avdalah that we will preserve and that we will perform, is the bracha al haner, the bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish. Now, as we've said, for each of these components, as we discussed by Besamim last night, what happens if there were a circumstance where, for some reason, you were unable to make the bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish on Motzai Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'leil Motzai Tisha B'Av Mavdil Alakos, Ve'eino Mevarech Lo Ala Ner Ve'lo Ala Besamim. On Motzai Tisha B'Av, you make the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, you make the bracha of Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol, but you do not make the bracha al haner. Now, of course, if you already made the bracha al haner on Motzei Shabbos, there's no reason why you would be doing so at the end of Tisha B'Av. But the Mishnah Berurah notes in Sif Katan Dalet, Afilu lo birech al haner b'motzei Shabbos, even if you did not make the bracha on Motzei Shabbos, once again, you had some kind of circumstance where, for whatever reason, you were unable to make the bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish on Motzei Shabbos, Ein mevarchan al haner ela b'motzei Shabbos bizman shen nivra. You're only allowed to make this bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish on Motzei Shabbos. Even though we've said that Havdalah itself extends through Sunday, and according to the way we paskin all the way through Tuesday, you have the ability to make Havdalah all the way through Tuesday, the Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish component of Havdalah can only and exclusively be recited on Motzei Shabbos. Another one of the reasons that we have for the recitation of Borei Ma'orei Ha'ish on Motzei Shabbos is because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, or at least was handed over to Adam HaRishon on Motzei Shabbos, and in celebration of that, another view of the bracha of This is perhaps a broader discussion for another time, is that it is a birkas shavach le'odah, it's a bracha thanking Hashem for this gift of flame and fire. But because the anniversary, if you will, of receiving fire, of Adam HaRishon receiving fire, was Motzai Shabbos, the bracha can exclusively be made on Motzai Shabbos. It does not have the option of extending it to Sunday or through Tuesday. It can only and exclusively be made at that time. So once again, halacha l'maisa, on Motzai Shabbos, we're going to make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. If we forget to, then you've lost your opportunity. You can no longer make a Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, even though we're going to push off the remainder of Havdalah, the Borei Pri HaGafen, and the bracha of HaMavdil to Motzai Tisha B'Av. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss the question of Atachon Antanu and what we call Havdalah B'Tfilah.